This episode is brought to you with the help from PowerTech Fitness, a global leader in premier strength equipment celebrating over 20 years of being committed to stronger lives. Please visit them on Facebook, Instagram, or their website at www.powertech.com.
Welcome back to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast. Today we're bringing our fifth themed episode, Career in Arts. Many individuals who are pursuing a career in art are greeted by doubters that say a career in art won't make a comfortable living or is too unsustainable. Today we are joined by two mavens who shatter that notion. These women paired their artistic talents with business skills to build their empires. Up first, we have Alicia Johns, the CEO and founder of Lish Creative, a digital marketing agency. She now works with big companies such as Benefit Cosmetics, Yes2, Dunkin' Donuts, and many more. Keep listening to hear what her day-to-day looks like and what her company does.
What does Lish Creative really do?
We create photos, videos, and stop motions for a variety of fashion, lifestyle, and hospitality brands.
And why do people go through a company like yours versus a competitor or someone else?
Well, we attract brands that have our same kind of bright, vibrant style. And it's usually companies that have an internal social media team, but maybe they need a little help. Maybe they need help with the concept. Maybe they have a new product launching and they want a special stop motion to share that with people.
When a company is being evaluated by you guys to see if there's something you can do, is there sometimes where it wouldn't be a good fit, like maybe a certain industry, like if it was aerospace or cars, or is there certain industries or companies that you would decline to work with because of the type of industry they're in?
Definitely. I mean, I think for us, the best fits have been a lot of beauty, lifestyle, hospitality, because they're bright, fun, and colorful. I don't think a dark and moody brand would do well with us. I mean, as much as we can adapt, we also work with a lot of brands that target females. A lot of the work is so feminine and fun and pink. It's rare that we'll work with a brand whose target audience is male.
So when you're working with different females on putting together a brand strategy, how does it start? Like, how do they reach out to you? They say, hey, I've got a brand. I need some help in outreach. I want to do something on the marketing side. Like, how does it actually work?
Mm-hmm. So we start with a brand discovery, and we find out like who they are, what they're trying to do, who they're trying to target, what age is their target, what gender is their target, where does their target like to shop, you know, all these questions to try to get a sense of what we can really help them with, whether it's content for their Instagram or a video for their website. We ask questions to try to figure out how we can help.
And so do you guys actually create the videos? Like, do you have a videographer and photo people that go out and see them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually the primary photographer in the company. And then I have a team of videographers, editors, stylists, wardrobe designers. I bring in these different people to help with different projects.
If you like what Alicia had to say and wanted to hear more, listen to the full interview. Episode 6. Up next, we have actress Elizabeth J. Carlisle, known for her role on Rich and the Ruthless on Amazon, as well as her roles in How I Met Your Mother, Parenthood, House, and more. Keep listening to hear how she pursued her passion.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So, Elizabeth, what was Elizabeth J. Carlisle like at 21 years old? Paint the picture for me. Like, how did you end up in LA pursuing acting as a career?
Well, at 21, I was not acting. I was actually a makeup artist. I started acting in my 12th grade year of high school, and then I decided to pursue that in college, but I ended up quitting because I didn't think I was any good. And I became a makeup artist, and I did that for a number of years. And then I had this personal trainer at the gym who kind of pushed me back into acting and said, what are you doing? You need to be, you know, you love it. You talk about it all the time. So he suggested that I go down to this place called Central Casting in D.C. And I was in Maryland, right outside of D.C. at the time. And I went down. I had some, you know, headshots taken. And I tell you, the very next day, I got called to go and audition for a Chris Rock film that was shooting there called Head of State, which is the first movie that he ever directed, where he runs for president in the film.
I remember the movie. So that wasn't even really on the radar. You probably didn't even know what he was thinking directing, and then here you are getting an audition for it.
Yes, yeah, it was amazing. I auditioned, and I got this small role, but I was throughout the film in maybe three or four different scenes, and I was Nate Dogg's girlfriend. Nate Dogg was a rapper with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and those guys. He's passed away, but it was really, really cool. And at that moment, I thought, okay, this is what I am supposed to be doing.
So you already knew that just after the first deal you did, you knew.
Yeah. There was this, I mean, people say, oh, you got bit by the acting bug. Well, yes, I did. It bit me hard.
So did you give up the makeup artist work right away?
No, I didn't, because I had bought a condo and I had mortgage payments and I needed to pay those. So, and then there's not really a huge acting market in that area. I mean, it's growing, but at the time there really wasn't much going on. So I did one more acting job before moving to Los Angeles. I did an episode of The Wire, and then about a year and a half later, I moved to Los Angeles.
Well, I want to hear about some of the challenges, but before we get into that, you said a couple things that was really interesting to me. And it's really revolves around your passion for and this high that you get when you're in this world. Do you think that's the same thing that most actresses get from the type of work they're doing, or do you think that's unique?
Yes, I do think it is. I think that is definitely what a lot of actors that I talk to feel, especially actors who do a theater. Because if you're in front of a live audience, I think that we, many actors, feed off of that energy. And getting an instantaneous reaction is just so satisfying. So I think a lot of actors feel that way.
If you want to hear more about Elizabeth's journey, please refer to episode 10 of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been a Stella Oak Mavens Productions. Please follow us at Stella Oak Mavens on Instagram. See you next week.